Newly released export results for September shows a continued strong performance for the U.S. beef industry. Through the first three quarters of the year, exports of beef and beef variety meats totaled $4.52 billion. That's up 10% compared to last year's record pace. Dan Hallstrom, U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Vice President for Marketing and Communications, explains the success.
The Asian markets are leading the way. Japan, Hong Kong, Taiwan. Japan and Hong Kong in particular are really hitting on all cylinders. And that's been the case for the last several months. But the thing that really has seems to switch gears in September is we've seen a resurgence in Mexico. The September trade data was up 64% from a year ago, tonnage-wise on beef. And Korea was up a couple of percent from a year ago, and much more than that relative to the summer months. So Korea and Mexico are just really starting to rebound, so that's great.
But despite the fact U.S. pork is performing well in places like China, Hong Kong, and Central South America, total U.S. pork and pork variety meat exports are down 5% of both volume and value. Hallstrom looks at the reasons why.
Where we're struggling is, of course, Russia, where we've had lack of any access on pork, or beef for that matter, since February. We continue to struggle a little bit in Japan as well. What we're seeing in Japan is really a dogfight in terms of share. We have in excess of 25 global competitors that are all really concentrating on a Japan market. Why? Because it's such a profitable market. Our share decreased about 2% in the last 2 years, which on the surface may not sound like a lot, but it really is when you consider the size of the market.
A complete summary of the January through September export results for beef, pork, and even lamb is available at the USMEF website. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.